I'd like to welcome everyone to the City Council meeting of the Mesa City Councils, Monday, August 25th. My name is Mayor Scott Smith. It's always a privilege for me to preside and conduct at this these meetings, so thank you so very much for being with us. We'll begin with an invocation given by Vice Mayor Kyle Jones. Afterwards, we'll be led in the Pledge Allegiance by Trevin Turley from Troop 570, Shepherd Junior High. Vice Mayor, please stand for both the invocation and the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we are very grateful as we join together this night as City Council meeting begins, and we pray for thy guidance as we make decisions regarding the future of our community and the many activities which are taking place. We are grateful for this land in which we live that allows us the freedoms that we enjoy as we are able to meet and convene in such a fashion as we make these decisions. And we do give thee thanks, and we do take this time to express our gratitude and thanks for those who are serving to keep our country free. Bless and watch over them. We again pray for thy continued guidance and help, and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Thank you, Trevin. The first item on the agenda for this evening is to take action on all consent agenda items. Kim?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Dobson Ranch Retirees Club for a charitable event. Item 3B, act on person transfer beer and wine bar license for Augusta Ranch Golf Club, 2401 South Lansing. Item 3C, act on new restaurant license for Rosa's Mexican Grill, 328 East University Drive. Item 4A, act on new teenage dance hall application for Club Seis Frias, 111 South Dobson Road, Suite 108. Council's approval of this license is conditional upon the applicant's intent to limit the hours of operation to 4:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. The applicant is not authorized to extend the hours of operation without the council's prior approval. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase a fingerprint card storage system, $204,979.42. Item 5B, act on contract for purchase of computer equipment and software, $269,200.24. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for September 8th, A08-17, annex land south of US 60 and east of Country Club Drive. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for September 8th, Z08-48, 1600 South Country Club Drive to establish city zoning. Item 6C, introduce ordinance for September 8th, Z08-49, 1600 South Country Club Drive for a rezone. Item 6D, introduce ordinance for September 8th, Z08-51, 6747 East Broadway Road to expand existing cemetery. Item 6E, introduce ordinance for September 8th, Z08-52, 113-118 East Pecos Road for a rezone. Item 6F, introduce ordinance for September 8th, Z08-01 TC, property south of University, east of Pasadena for rezone. Item 7A, act on resolution for operation of dial-a-ride service in Mesa, estimated cost $1,499,922. Item 7B, act on resolution for operation of Ride Choice program in Mesa, $350,000. Item 7C, act on resolution to secure $30,600 in grant funds for salaries to assist crime victims. Item 7D, act on resolution to secure $41,348 in grant funds for assisting domestic violence victims of crime. Item 7E, act on resolution to secure $42,486 in grant funds for assisting restitution eligible victims of crime. Item 7F, act on resolution to participate in the Financial Crimes and Mortgage Fraud Task Force. Item 7G, act on resolution to extinguish portion of a vehicular non-access easement at 4010 East McDowell Road. Item 7H, act on resolution to extinguish portion of a drainage easement on Lot 15 of Escalante at Mountain Bridge. Item 7I, act on resolution to extinguish portion of a public utilities easement at 1828 South Rialto Street. Item 7J, act on resolution to extinguish portions of two drainage easements in the Legacy at Mountain Bridge. Item 7K, act on resolution to revise policy guidelines for establishment of community facilities districts. Item 7L, act on resolution to provide three police officers to assist with 2008 Republican National Convention. Item 8A, act on ordinance Z08-42, 1614, North Mesa Drive for an assisted living facility. Item 8B, act on ordinance Z08-44, 6800 East Elliott Road for a multiple use center, including a four-story hotel. Item 8C, act on ordinance Z08-45, 2304 North Center Street for industrial shell building. Item 8D, act on ordinance Z08-46, 4730 East Baseline Road for a group office center. Item 8E has been continued to the September 22nd City Council meeting. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, Urban Villas, 1759 East Broadway Road. Item 9B, act on subdivision plat, map of dedication for Mountain Bridge Phase 2, 8633 East Mountain Bridge Drive. Item 10, assign delinquent accounts to collection services for a three-month period ending June 30th, 2008 for $456,592. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kim. Are there any items that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? That's coming off anyway.
Well, it's coming off anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any items? I have here a request from a member of the audience to remove item 4A from the consent agenda. So that item will be removed. No other items. I entertain a motion. We have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. We'll now go to item 4A, take action on a teenage dance hall application, Club Seis Frias, and we have a request by Ms. Kathleen Frias to address the council. Ms. Frias?
Hi. Good evening, council members. I had originally submitted my application with the date of Thursday, where I limited the date of operation for Thursday, but I was in the time frame of the summer months, and I would like to change that to Friday or Saturday night, depending, instead of just Thursday, which is a school night now.
Friday or Saturday?
Yes.
Friday and Saturday?
Well, I want that option open because if things are going like they are as far as liquor sales, maybe I could just get rid of that altogether and just make it strictly teenage dance hall.
I guess I'm a little bit confused. All right, so you would like the option of either doing Thursday, Friday, or Saturday?
No,
or
I would like Friday, to remove Thursday.
Remove Thursday.
Make it a weekend night. Friday
or Saturday. Correct. Or Friday and Saturday?
Just have it open as an option, either Friday or Saturday or both nights. I didn't want to limit myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want Thursday anymore because it's a school night and the summer months have changed.
All right. Okay. Mr. Kavanaugh, Council Member Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. And I just want to clarify, is it your intent then to limit the operation of the teen dance hall to just Friday and Saturday nights? And so we wouldn't be approving the use for any other nights of the week. Am I correct?
Correct.
And that would be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we're understanding that. Good. Okay. Council Member Higgins.
Mayor, I just had a question. And do you understand that condition we put on there of that the hours would be only from 4:30 to 11, and if you wanted to change them, you'd have to come back to the City Council? You're
right.
Okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Councilmember Richens?
I think I'm just confused about one thing. She talked about sales of liquor and teenage dance halls together really quick there. If we could get some quick clarification on the interaction between those
there
things.
There isn't any for kids.
But is there liquor in the establishment otherwise?
Yes, but it's locked up,
what
as I stated in my application.
What is, yeah, I read through that. What's the operation of that outside of the teenage dance hall? What's the operation of your establishment on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
We're
just
not
a
open.
Restaurant?
Yeah, no, there's no restaurant. It's strictly nightclub.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Summers.
So this is a nightclub every other day of the week, but Friday and Saturday it's going to be for teenagers.
It's really how the market is bearing right now. I think I would do better as a teenage nightclub as opposed to an adult nightclub.
That's what
nightclub.
You meant by liquor sales. You're not selling liquor, and so you'd like the option to open up as a non-liquor so you can
right,
get patrons in.
Right, just get rid
there.
Of that, you know.
Oh, okay.
I think I understand that.
Are you surrendering your liquor license to
no.
the state?
No.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you, Ms. Prius.
Thank you.
All right, I'll entertain a motion. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Jones. I think we need some clarification as exactly what your motion is, Councilmember, to make sure that we're, because as it was read in, it talked about Thursday, so we're going to have to amend how it was read in.
Thank you, Mayor. My motion is to approve this application with the hours of operation as stated on Fridays and Saturday nights, and if the applicant wishes to either expand her hours or change the days of operation, that she would return to the City Council for approval of either expansion of the hours or the days of the week to run the teenage dance hall.
And those hours would be 4:30 to 11 as stated in the application?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay. Vice Mayor, is that okay with you as stated? We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any other discussion? Councilmember Summers.
I'm going to oppose just for the fact that I'm a little bit concerned that there's still a liquor license on this, and it sounds like there's intention to leave liquor, even though it's going to be locked up in a cabinet. So since that issue isn't resolved, and maybe it's just in my own head, and the city attorney might want to change my mind on this. Right now I'm going to push the red button. Is there a reason why I should be more comfortable with the green button?
Mayor, Councilmember Summers, you can push whichever button you're more comfortable with. But let me just tell you, my understanding is that staff, Tim Meyer, has talked to the State Liquor Board and asked that question, is that okay with the State Liquor Board? And they said, yes, the requirement is that any alcohol be locked. And as long as all alcoholic beverages are locked, the State Liquor Board is okay with having this facility also operate as a teen dance hall.
And I to understand that the easiest way to lose a liquor license is to leave that unlocked on a teen dance night.
That would certainly be a basis for revocation of the license, Mayor.
Spoken as a true attorney. Thank you. Does that answer your question, Councilmember?
It does. I think I'm still going to hit the red one, though. I don't like the fact that I've seen my kids pick locks. I don't know that I like the two that close together. And if we're going to switch it to a teen dance hall, let's switch it to a teen dance hall, which I think is a great use. But the fact that there's alcohol on the premises gives me a little concern, and I don't know that there will be any shenanigans going on, but I'm concerned about that. So thank you.
Any other comments, discussion? If not, then please vote. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative, with Councilmember Summers and Councilmember Richens voting nay. The motion passes. Next item is items from citizens present. We have Mr. Roger Ottaway. Mr. Ottaway.
My name is Roger Ottaway. I'm the owner of and president of a small company known as Move Cost Specialist. And I recently sent a letter and an email to council and the mayor and explained how my company was mistreated and cheated out of payment for services that my company performed for the city of Mesa. Now, I have extra copies of that letter in case you need to have that as well. My purpose of being here tonight is to ensure for the public record that all of you are aware of how your city treats small businesses that have performed request services for the city of Mesa. Now, the city of Mesa hired a consultant or colon to complete some work. And my company was asked to assist in this project by that consultant with the approval of the City of Mesa. Now, my services rendered for my company to the City of Mesa exceeded $37,000. However, the City of Mesa is saying that their agreement with their hired consultant was $5,000. Just for the record, I was never aware of any binding agreement with OR colon in the amount of $5,000. I supplied merely a $5,000 estimate based on the minimal information provided to me at that time. I have no signed agreement with OR colon. My invoices basically are I pass through the agent on to the City of Mesa for payment. It's pretty much typical of what we do. The only agreement I have is with the City of Mesa. The City of Mesa Real Estate Department asked and requested from me in writing something in about this estimated price. So I complied. I emailed them a message final cost will be determined by many factors. This email was sent to your department in real estate. I have copies of that agreement as well with me in case you'd like to see them. I tried various times and methods of communicating with the city to find out, are they going to pay my invoices for my services that I rendered? And after a long time and finding out, discovering that you weren't going to pay my invoices, that exceeded $5,000 amount, so I attempted to get remedy through the judicial system. So Judge Michael Jones agreed with the city, Mesa's attorneys, that my claim would be rejected based on not filing within a statutory limit time, and I opposed the basis of this, as opposed to the basis of the city morally obligated to pay for services rendered. In my letter, I appealed to the Mayor Smith and Mesa Council to evaluate the facts and make the right moral decision to pay my company for the services rendered, as opposed to using a technical timeline to avoid paying me for my services. These services that helped you resolve your problems. My letter dated August 14, 2008 outlines most of those facts, and I've had other letters written to various members of the city, including the city manager, also provided all the details of the work that I've completed with all the backup.
Mr. Ottaway, we've reached our time limit, and I apologize, but we've reached the time limit that we give.
You do want to lend another minute, huh?
Well, I'll give you another 30 seconds to go ahead and.
Thank you very much.
I want you to have your opportunity.
I appreciate that. Okay? I appreciate the kindness in your heart there, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, you basically hired an agent, OR colon, and when you hire a consultant, he becomes the City of Mesa. And everything I ever did was sent to your representative, City of Mesa. You've never advised me that you're never going to pay my invoices. In closing, I'd like to say that I'd like you to do the moral thing, to review this situation and pay my company what's due them. And I feel that anyone doing business with the City of Mesa needs to be aware of how they may end up if this is how you're going to operate and do business with small businesses like myself. I earned it. You should pay it. Thank you.
Mr. Ottaway, thank you so very much.
Appreciate your time.
Okay. Any other items? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move for adjournment. Second.
Moved by Vice Mayor. Second by Councilmember Summers. All the favors?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned.